I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Laurel students and community members spent nearly half an hour today with an astronaut working on the International Space Station. The interaction is part of a NASA program to inspire the next generation of astronauts, engineers, and others who will support space exploration.
Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Houston, this is Station. We are ready for the event.
Laurel Public Schools, this is Mission Control, Houston. Please call Station for a voice check.
Station, this is Laurel Public Schools. How do you hear me?
I've got you loud and clear on the International Space Station.
With that, pre-selected students from Laurel's elementary, middle, and high schools, along with a few community members, lined up in the library to talk to astronaut Drew Feustel aboard the ISS via Skype. Eli Weisenberger had this question for Feustel.
Growing up, did you ever believe that you would end up in the ISS?
Not really, said Feustel.
I struggled in high school. I wasn't a great student. I had a lot of interests outside of school. One of them was mechanics. And after high school, I went to community college for 3 years before I went on to university. So it was a long path for me to get here. I wasn't really sure how that was going to work out, but I always stayed positive and stayed focused, and at some point took responsibility for my actions and my own life and stopped relying on others to take care of me or lead the way.
He said a key lesson for all students is to decide what they want for themselves and then to go for it. Hundreds of students and community members also listened to Feustel from the Laurel High Auditorium. The downlink was also broadcast live nationwide on NASA TV. Several Laurel High School and Billings Career Center students are also getting firsthand experience with the space program known as NASA Hunch. Ethan Gradwall is in the Hunch program from Laurel. The high school junior asked Feustel how their designs is making their ISS missions easier. Feustel says there are Hunch products all over this space station.
The things that the Hunch program does is working up here right now in space and helping us with our long-term goals of living in space and exploring the cosmos.
He says it's also a great way to get high school students thinking about this as a career. Last year, Gradwall and his partner, Sam Little, designed a new lid for the trash bag container that went up on the ISS. Gradwall says all of these experiences, including a tour of the Johnson Space Center, are helping him toward his career goal.
I've wanted to be an aerospace engineer for a long time, so when I saw the Hunch program at Laurel, I thought it would be a good way to get a jump start on that, and then with my project getting accepted, it was really cool.
And that's what Blake Ratcliffe, program manager for NASA's Hunch program at the Johnson Space Center, likes to hear.
We're training our future workforce.
He says the Hunch program provides many possibilities for students to explore.
And when they start finding out that there are jobs in machining, there are jobs in industrial sewing, quality assurance.
Laurel Public Schools used the event with the ISS to launch its first Space Day. The emphasis was to introduce students to science, physics, aviation, computers, and engineering. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.